Morning from Columbus, Ohio. It is May 2nd, and this is the Joel McLaughlin Show. Hi, my name is Joel McLaughlin. I'm a system administrator here for local college. I'm also an amateur radio operator. My call sign is W3RAZ. And my show, since this is the first one, I'm going to tell you a little bit what we're going to talk about in this show. It's going to be a technology show. We're going to talk about things that interest me and me alone. There's no specific topic that's taboo, but the only thing I can think of is maybe politics, because I'm not a political type of guy. I tend towards the Republican side, so don't be surprised if any politics do come up that they are conservative. But I'll try and keep the politics to a minimum. Today we're going to talk about Mac OS X Tiger. It's out and it's available. And then we'll also have the Hamvention Countdown. Listen to the end of the show to figure out what that is. Today I'll talk about a little bit about Mac OS Tiger, or Mac OS X Tiger. This is being recorded on it. I am really an OS agnostic. My work has me working on AIX machines, specifically a PowerPC 5, Power 5 technology, in a 570 box, which we LPAR out for running the main application at the college. So PowerPC, I've always been interested in it. So now, on with Mac OS Tiger. So far I'm loving it. Spotlight, the indexing kind of was a pain in the butt, but, after I got past that, I was able to, do searches anywhere in my hard drive. And one thing I noticed, it doesn't seem to index system areas, like for example the /etc file system, which kind of sticks with Apple's way of hiding things. Spotlight is great. The dashboard, some people say it's glitz, but you know, you need it sometimes, and it's extremely handy to have the weather and all that wrist button press away. I don't have to have those always on the desktop. If I want to look it up, I just press a button, and it's there. Smart folders, I played around with that a little bit this morning. They are handy. Really haven't come up with a use for it just yet, but I'm sure I'll figure something out. But so far, I'm really liking it. I'll continue with updates on this review, as I warranted. It is everything Steve Jobs said it was going to be so far. The new look is nice. Spotlight works. The kernel improvements are big time. There's real time. If you got a terminal window open and a full finder window open on the same directory, and you touch a file in there, shows up right. If you touch a file in a terminal, it shows up right in the finder window right away. Finder is very responsive. And it's also made this PowerBook G4 run faster. So far, liking it. You'll probably hear me talk about Tiger here and there as things warrant. Adam Curry, if you're listening to me and you like what you hear, let me know. I would definitely be interested in podshow.com and doing reviews. And those on open podcasts who would like to send stuff to me to review, or ask me to review stuff, or ask me what I think about things, ask questions, whatever, you can email me at gorkon@gmail.com. That is gorkon@gmail.com. And now I must say, it is 18 days to the Dayton Hamvention. To check out more on Hamvention, you can look at http://www.hamvention.com. hamvention.org. Hamvention, hamvention.org. And for those who haven't heard of it, Hamvention is a yearly what they call a hamfest. It is the largest hamfest probably worldwide. All the major amateur radio manufacturers are there. Yaesu, Icom, Kenwood, Linco, just to name a few. MFJ's always got a big booth there, as well as Heil for their microphones, which basically Heil could interest Adam Curry and many others too. They make really good microphones, and they have different elements that you can tailor the output of your sound for it. In case Hamvention, 18 days away now, and that'll be it for today's show. And I hope you enjoy the show. Let me know at the email address I listed previously there. And everyone have a good Monday.